we're doing the Brachas Shebasuda in Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe, we're up to Kuf Ayin Dalad, 174. We're doing subsection 6 now. So, he says like this, V'chol mokim sheyayin shelifnei asuda poter es hayayin shebetoich asuda. In any case, and where the wine that you made before, the blessing of the wine before the meal, and that exempts the wine that you're going to have in the meal, so you don't have to make a new bracha, and tzorich levorich l'achar baruch achrei neklal, then you don't have to make any after bracha on the wine that you had before the meal. So let's say, like in our question, like a regular kiddush, you do kiddush, you drink a cup of wine. Technically, after drinking a cup of wine, you have to make a after blessing, right? But this is kiddush. But even in a normal, any time you drank, not kiddush, but you drank wine beforehand, he's saying, if you are drinking wine, but you're exempting wine that you're going to have in the meal. See, by kiddush it's different. By kiddush, even if you don't have a mind to exempt over there, because it's part of the meal, so it's before the meal, so the grace after meal will cover that as well. But we're talking about not by kiddush. Anytime you drink wine, but it's exempting the wine that you're going to have in the meal. So even the afilu shaslif nasidu kashir, even if you drank a mount, you drank a revi, so technically you have to make a bracha chrono, you have to make another gefen. He won't have to make it. Lifshe niftaru bebrichas hamozen. Because then he will be exempt with the grace after meal, with the benching, just as that exempts the wine that he drinks during the meal. During the meal, the wine is exempted with the bracha, the benching. So then it also exempts the wine that he drank before the meal. Because we consider them both as one drinking, because since they were exempt with one blessing. So since you made the first blessing before the meal on that wine, and the wine that's after the meal is exempt through the Birchas Hamazon for the after bracha, it'll also go for the after bracha for the wine that you drank before the meal. But if a person makes Avdolah before the meal, and he had in mind not to exempt the wine that's in the meal, like I said before, he should try to have in mind not to exempt the wine. Or he had no intention to drink wine in the middle of the meal. He must make an after bracha before the meal. Im shosu kishir, if he drank the amount that requires an after bracha, is like a revis, then he would have to make a bracha chroina before he starts the meal. Im shachach v'lei berech lifnei hasud. What happens if he forgot and didn't make a bracha before the meal? V'nisker koydin b'chas hamazon, he remembers before benching. Tzorech l'vorech miyad mein gimel. He should immediately say the bracha chroina right then, al gefen, as soon as you remember. Im v'nisker l'achar b'chas hamazon. But if he does remember until after he made the grace after meal that he didn't make a bracha chrona for the wine that he drank before the meal, ain't tzorich levorich. Then he doesn't have to make a bracha. Shebirchas hamozin, pateres men gimel al yayin b'diavad, because the birchas hamozin will exempt b'diavad after the fact. If you made already the bracha, it does replace the main gimel, the ala gefen, on b'diavad. K'mashi yisboir, it'll be explained later on. So basically, that's in Reish Ches, but we don't have it in Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. But basically, you have to make a bracha chrona ala gefen, the main gimel on the wine, unless that wine is exempting the wine that's in the meal. And since the wine that's in the meal is being exempt with the bracha chrona from the benching, that will exempt the wine before meal also. But otherwise, you'd have to make the al gefen as soon as you remember it, even before Birchas Hamazon, in the middle of the meal. However, but after you said already Birchas Hamazon, b'diavad, your yotze, you don't have to make any more on the gefen. Medvar mamurin, yayin avdolah she'inu l'mitzvah. This is talking about avdolah wine, which is not for a mitzvah. Avla she'is yayin v'nasidah suda b'cho'il, but if one is drinking wine before the meal, the weekday, ain't tzorich l'varach achrov. He doesn't have to make a bracha achroin after the filim, but at the klalish tishayim tzorich hasuda, even if he doesn't have in mind at all to drink wine in the meal, you don't have to make a bracha achroin. Why? L'shayayin Because the wine that one drinks before the meal, its purpose is to open up the intestine, to draw to the person the desire for eating. That's considered part of the meal. That's why he would be exempt with the grace after meal, like the other items that come because of the meal. Same thing is for mashke. If you have a l'chaim before you wash, you don't have to make a bracha chrona. Even if you had enough to make a bracha chrona, you don't have to make a bracha chrona. But if you would drink other drinks besides wine and mashke, like take apple juice, you have to make an after bracha. Even if you have a mind to drink in the meal, you're not going to exempt. Yesterday asked the question, you know, the bracha that you make a shahakal before the meal isn't going to exempt any drink that you're going to drink during the meal, because there's no bracha required anyway, because no drinks during the meal need a bracha. Because you don't need to make a bracha on the mashkin. So what is not exempting anything? So you have to make a bracha chrona before you wash and before you go to eat the meal. If you forgot and you didn't make the bracha chrona, and you remembered even after you benched her, you still have to make the bernefashes. The grace after meal will not exempt the after bracha of bernefashes rabbis that we make for shahakals, for different things, even after the fact that you already said the grace after meal, you still have to do a bar nefashis rabbi. So if you drank something before and you had a meal and you didn't do a bar nefashis, you're still going to have to do it after the meal. Zayin. Medvarim amurim, this is only said, subsection 7. Kshein lo koyis lebirchas hamozen. He doesn't have a cup that he's going to drink. Hey, look who's here. Ooh,